Auckland's testing centres were inundated today as thousands of people lined up for COVID-19 tests. Even the early birds who showed up as sites opened couldn't escape the queues that saw hundreds of cars snake for miles. Some people were patient while others were cranky as they waited up to 4 hours for a swab. Annika Smith has the story.
It was an early start for some Aucklanders after a late-night announcement that from noon today, the city's 1.6 million inhabitants were shifting back into Alert Level 3.
I got here about 7.45. Don't know what time it is now, so it's close to 2 hours.
From 7.30. Yeah. It's very slow. Yeah. Doesn't move.
8 a.m. this morning, and it's been 3.5 hours. And I think we'll probably be tested hopefully within the next 2 hours.
People are now advised to call their doctor or healthline if they have COVID-19 symptoms. These include a cough, high temperature, sore throat, runny nose, shortness of breath or loss of smell. Healthline has fielded more than 2,000 calls so far and there were no quick answers for those on the line.
There are currently 754 calls ahead of you. Your wait time will be approximately 119 minutes.
People also faced long waits at the city's testing centres and pop-up sites. Less than 12 hours after last night's emergency press conference, they were full steam ahead with lines of cars stretched out of sight in both directions at each facility. Clinical Director of the Eden Terrace Testing Centre, Dr. Vansdeep Tangri, says they expected a big workload, but not this much.
It is a long way. I mean, we are working hard at the moment to get through it. We've put extra staff on the floor as well. We've got extra nurses trained up as well. And we've also got extra people coming to manage to help with the traffic, because it is quite a lot of people coming in.
More than 1,600 Aucklanders were tested for COVID-19 by 1 o'clock this afternoon. Upgrades to Auckland's labs mean they can now process 7,000 to 8,000 swabs a day. Dr. Vansdeep Tangri says everyone is doing their best.
But I think they're all facing the same situation and we are working on potentially having more testing facilities as well.
Across the bridge in Northcote, an essential worker lining up at a testing site says he's optimistic about how Auckland will be placed come Friday.
Just hoping that everything's back to normal by the weekend, honestly.
He says while he wants to avoid another full lockdown, he'd be happy to do it for the team.
If that's what's required by, you know, for everyone to stay safe and everything, I mean, we'll just have to make do with that. I wouldn't want to for sure, obviously, but if that's what's required, that's what's required. We just got to do it.
Many of those waiting at testing sites today weren't sick, but thought it was a good idea to be tested anyway. Official health advice remains that if you have symptoms, you should call your doctor or healthline, who can then advise if you need to be tested. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says there's a risk the testing system will be overloaded if people don't follow official health advice.
That does not mean we just want to randomly test across Auckland people who have no symptoms. In fact, that runs the risk of creating longer queues, more tests to process, without us being able to hone in on those we need to test the most. If you have no symptoms, and if you don't work in MIQ, and you don't work at the border, and you have no connection to any of those places, and you are perfectly healthy and well, then please, just comply with the requirements.
At this afternoon's press conference, she stressed this also applies to Healthline.
I understand, though, there are delays at the moment. I ask, if you've got questions about level 3 restrictions for Auckland, please jump online and just free up those services for those who might need them for health or mental health reasons.
All testing centres are open 7 days a week, most open from 8 till 6, as well as a dozen urgent care clinics across the city. Extra pop-up clinics will run for the next 3 days, and existing centres will extend their hours. For Checkpoint, this is Annika Smith.